From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Hey, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Big Blue Roundtable. Preview versus the Las Vegas Raiders. BleedBlueShow.com is our website, and you can go there to the episodes for all of our content for sports fans and stakeholders, talking sports day in, day out, week in, week out. Got another matchup this week, a short week. We were just on here about Monday night, late Monday night. As we lost to the Chiefs, and we talked about that for a very long time that night. So a couple of days later, we bounce back and get ready for another game day, a home game versus the Las Vegas Raiders. And you know what? I thought about this and want to get the stakeholder perspectives as far as the Raiders in the sense of, is there ever a team this season probably going through more things than the Giants, or just in general, any team in the league? Maybe it is the Raiders, because remember, they lost their head coach. They had a big thing with the John Gruden emails a few weeks back, and this guy was on, whether he was doing well or not, but when your head coach gets pretty much let go or fired because of what happened, and then literally this week, your leading receiver, your number one draft pick, and Henry Ruggs, and that was an unfortunate, very unfortunate circumstance. Him being charged with the felony of, with the car driving, and a person died, and the pet died. Is there any team going through some more stuff than the Raiders right now? And how does that tie into their week and their preparation versus our team? Are the Giants in a short week, after a bad, a close Monday night loss versus the Chiefs on the road, do they have what it takes to come back and maybe get a game? We're going to talk about it, man. We'll talk about that, how we're going to do our pick'ems later tonight, or later this episode, of course. And we'll see where this goes, man. When I look at the Raiders, they've had a good season up until this point. I look at the Raiders as a balanced team in the sense that they don't do nothing necessarily great on offense or defense. They just hanging in there. They make plays, and they've kind of done that all year. I remember one game, or actually watched a couple of those games. I watched the opening night when they played Baltimore at home, and then also the game versus the Chargers. I'm sorry, the Charger game, and they lost to the Chargers. When they went to L.A. But decent team, but they've gone through some changes. Do they have enough balance to overcome that? Let's talk about that, man. Let's get the guys on for a roll call for this week's games, a home game. Let's talk about these matchups, how we're going to defend their players when it comes to who steps up for Henry in the absence of Ruggs. Is it going to be Renfro, who was a good wide receiver out of Clemson for those years? The running back, Josh Jacobs. They got Kenyon Drake. I mean, how do you feel about Derek Carr? Things like that. At the C-Notes, Carl was going on, say hello to the people. How you doing? Let's get everybody on for a roll call. How you doing, sir?
Happy Thursday, Steve. How are you? Prayers up to the lady that was killed in that tragic car crash this week. I mean, that when I read about that, that just tore me up a little bit when I read about that.
Yeah, me too. That bothers me a lot, and that's why I said what I said as I bring you guys on. Like, how does this affect that locker room? Do the Giants, I hate to say it like this, Carl, can the Giants take advantage, or will the Raiders rally around their top wide receiver, and especially what happened, with the head coach just a couple of weeks before that? Like, that's a lot to overcome, man. But we'll talk about that. And we got to talk these matchups in a short week, man. It's like we were just on here, like, last night talking football for some reason. But we'll get into it, though. Dave, what's going on, Dave? I hope all is well. Welcome back, Big Blue Roundtable. How you doing, sir? Roll call time. How's everything, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right, man. Just another week, man. Another interesting week in football.
Hey, I know you got a lot of great defensive points like you do every episode. I definitely would love your input on this one, man. I definitely would. So stay put, man. We got going to get to you.
All right, man.
Shout out. All right, sounds good. Billy Bob, welcome back. It's been like a couple of days. What's up, dude? How's everything, man?
You chillin', man. Good evening. How y'all doing, man? I'm just ready to talk football. What's ever left for the Giants? But let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. Let's get to the schemes, man. Let's get into how we match up versus these Raiders. And then we'll get on the definition of lit. That would be legend and tailgate. Definition of lit. Giants fan of Arizona on Instagram. Lit, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Just another week of parody in the NFL. There is something always popping off.
Right, right. Cool. Shout out to Lit. Thank you very much. We'll start off with Carl. Two things. Just mute your lines, everybody. I don't know who that is. Just mute your lines if you're not talking. And number two, have questions. This is a roundtable for a reason. We just want to make sure, like, the way, like, I would like to do it as far as I don't want to let, you know, people stay on hold too long. I want to have an engaging dialogue. I don't want to do all the talking, basically. I want to get you guys involved because this is your time, you know. This is why you're here, and this is why our fans come here to listen to what you guys got to say so we can share with the masses. But, Carl, when you look at the Raiders this week, man, I mean, all the intangibles we kind of identified, which is unfortunate circumstances. I don't know a team in the league going through this kind of crap than the Raiders. But with that said, and then with the Giants and how you saw they played on Monday night, how do you think we match up versus the Raiders, man? What could we take advantage of? I'll go on mute for your 3 to 4 minutes, and then where do we go? And then if you have questions for Dave, feel free to ask after you're done.
So on a game-by-game basis this season, the Raiders have played much better than the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Giants are playing a better team this week than they were playing on Monday. So I have to sort of preface it by that. But the sort of wild card in this is what we just kind of talked about with the non-football issues that the Raiders are going through right now. The last time this happened was the Chicago game that they had at home, and they lost that game to the Bears. Not the same situation, but a non-football situation has cropped up now this week, and instead of having a home game, they're going on the road. So you don't know specifically how that team is going to react to that situation and how they're going to perform. So there's a big part of me that believes that the loss of not only the situation that they're going through this week, but just the loss of a player himself from the Raiders offense is going to play a key factor in how this game is deployed. Because if you look at how the Raiders have played this season, they've really gotten offensively a very diverse set of contributions from really all of their offensive players. You know, Ruggs was averaging 20 yards a catch before the situation that he had. Darren Waller, he didn't play the last game. I think that was against the Eagles, if I remember correctly. I believe that was their last game. They played the Eagles. They were up like 31-7. I think they cruised from that point. But Waller didn't play that day. And so they had, you know, a number of their backup players really sort of step up and really dominate Philadelphia, because I watched that game. The running game, Josh Jacobs has been sort of in and out of the lineup, but they've still been able to get production out of that as well. And Derek Carr, hey, I got to give this man credit. You know, some folks would like to think of him as, you know, just above average. You know what? He's been really, really, really good this season. Like top seven good. And, you know, I know he was on pace potentially to win that MVP a few years ago before he broke his leg and then had a couple of sort of in-between years. But the last, like, year and change now, like, he has been a no-doubt QB1, you know, for the Raiders. And, you know, that if you kind of rank all the quarterbacks the Giants have faced this season, probably outside of Stafford, Stafford, Prescott, and Carr would probably be the top three based on performance this season of who the Giants will have played this season. Mahomes has not played that well enough to be put in that category so far this season. So there's going to be a challenge for the Giants defense. However, for the Giants, you know, the last two games the defense has played well. We do have to say that. And the interior of the defensive line has actually played really well. Leonard Williams has been a beast in these last couple of weeks, and he's got a big-time mismatch this coming week against their interior lineman of the Raiders, John Simpson. So that's something I'd be looking out for and to see if that can be exploited to the extent that it should be. If it is, you may see a situation where the Raiders are hurried in terms of them throwing the ball or having the running game sort of stymied. So that is something to look at. On the other end, the secondary of the Giants, I want to see how they deploy defense against Darren Waller, because last week we saw James Bradbury take coverage against him. They sort of had a bracket style coverage to slow him down. Now, whether or not that helped in slowing down Kelce, or if Kelce's sort of like on another planet right now because the Chiefs offense as a whole has just been poor, you know, who knows what to make of that. But let's see what they do with Waller this week and see if they can repeat that exact same performance. If they can, they'll have a very good chance to win this game. If they do not, then obviously, you know, the Raiders will be able to, you know, be productive on offense.
Okay, cool. Now, do you have a question for the roundtable, Carl, or for Dave, for Billy Bob, for Legend and Tailgate Lit?
Yeah, let's, we don't know the full injury situation this week, so I wanted to sort of frame a question based on that, but I'm trying to think of a, yeah, you know what, let me ask this. The coach was mentioning about the punting, and it's something that I think I may have talked about a couple weeks ago. The punting to me has been poor this season, and I think it's costing the team field position, and let me scratch it out. The special teams on its own has been poor outside of the field goal kicking. What do you think is the reason that is?
Okay, we could go to Dave.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
That's a tough question to answer, man. I really don't. I don't have an answer for that one, man. I really don't. But for the Raiders, you know, I think the Raiders will be fine with all the adversity they're going through, because they actually got a leader, and it's Derek Carr, man. A lot of people don't give him credit, but he is the leader of that team, man. When you think about Raiders, you think about Derek Carr, you know. You don't think about Jacobs or, you know, Henry Ruggs and the other receivers they have, you know. So I think they'll be fine. They'll be ready to go. For the defense, for the Giants, man, it goes back. You know, they got to stop the run, man. They got to stop, you know, the Raiders. I think the Raiders will throw the ball more than what KC did, but they got good running backs back there with Kenny Drake and Jacobs. So, I mean, they just stop the run, man. They just got to stop the run to give the offense, you know, time to, you know, get their act together, you know. So that's about it, man. That's all I got for now. But that's a tough question, man. I have no answer for that, man. You caught me off guard on that one.
You didn't caught him off guard. But hold on, Dave. Hold on, wait. Dave, you got time on the clock, man. We got questions for you, man. I definitely got questions for everybody. But let's look at what happened on Monday night versus the Chiefs and how you carried us over to this week, right? Now, what had you not seen in that KC game that you think could happen in this game that could be positive? Meaning, which player may stand out who kind of went quiet, either on the offensive side, defensive side, or just a different scheme, whether by the coordinators, as far as success for this week versus the Raiders versus, you know, then what happened in the KC game on Monday night?
I think for this game, on Monday night, it's just, it's like I was telling my boy, you know, it's like watching the same movie over and over again. You know, it's like the Giants, you know, they start the game, they give you hope, everything looks good. Then in the middle of the game, it's like all of a sudden the coaches forgot that they need to coach a game. And then at the end of the game, the players just start causing penalties, thinking they're going to win games like that, you know? So that's what I saw on Monday. For this game, you got to start with the offensive line for the Giants, man. That offensive line, man, is rough. It's been rough, man. So it's also the offensive line, man. They got the talent on offense. There's no excuse. You know, they have the talent, even though we don't have our key players there, but they have the talent. It's just the offensive line got to come to play, man.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, do you have a question for Billy Bob on this episode, preview versus the Raiders, and how this thing is going to go? Or
let me take I don't know. I just want to know. I just want to see what people think. But do you think that the Raiders are going to run the ball more, or are they going to pass the ball more? That's a question I have.
Okay, let's go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, you know, matchup versus the Raiders this week, right? And then, of course, Carl's question on the special teams. And then Dave just had the question just now as far as the run-pass ratio from the Raiders, man. Now, what are your thoughts, Billy Bob, as far as what's going to happen this week in a short week for the Giants, man? And then we go to Lit.
All right, what's Carl's question? He said why the punter is not punting the ball far enough, why we're not getting field position with our punting?
Not exactly.
Go ahead, Carl. I'll let you ask us.
Yeah, so the special teams this season has been poor. I did some research on it this week, right? It's about 30% of the Giants' penalties this season have come on special teams. And the coach said on Monday after the game that he purposely tries to instruct this punter to have poor punts sometimes. So I guess the holistic question is, why do you think the special teams has been this bad this season? Outside of the field goal kicking?
Probably because they go out there on the field a lot of times because the offense can't get it done. Is that the answer you're looking for? But if the coaching is telling the punter to kick a horrible kick, that is terrible to tell the kicker to do that if that's what he's telling him. But we shouldn't even – Carl, to be honest with you, you shouldn't even be researching that right now. Due to that part right there. If Jason Garrett got you researching while we're talking about special teams, that's a problem. Look what we're talking about, special teams. Look how far we reach for special teams because our offense can't get it done. That's bad. That's terrible. And if I'm looking at from Monday night, I told y'all there was a couple of plays that the Kansas City really, like, shitted on themselves and still came away with a win. So what I'm really trying to say, like even like I said, that one touchdown to Ingram, that was not even supposed to be a touchdown because it was just they said that the whatever his name was, 49, he just had a terrible night that night. And I said, Daniel Jones almost threw an interception that went off me going to Tony. So what I'm trying to say is, even with the Raiders going through all this adversity, they still going to come away with this win. Just the simple fact that it's just so simple to say this, like the Raiders are more of a football team. They are a suited up football team. And they just going to out coach us. They just going out there to go out beat us. That's just the problem. You just watch what, like, just think about what we did on Monday night just to say, dang, the tight end for Kansas City had a terrible, not even a terrible game, a bad game. And still came away with the win. And just to step back and say, what can the Giants go from and take into this game is nothing. It's like, I don't even know what we, like, what are we talking about with the Giants, but we can talk about football, but we just looking like, can we get some production from the players that are being paid? Can we get some football played from them? Like, that's what we're looking for. Or to the point we even, like, talking like, Jason Garrett, can you even just coach a good game? Can you at least give us 30 points, 35 points this game? Is that possible? And it's like, and then we look, and then at the same time, they down the man. They down a good receiver. And they still going out the problem. And we just like, we're hoping that they're not going to do how we're thinking it. And the Raiders going to come in there and do that. Just like I say, when you think of the Raiders, you thinking of David Carr. And like, yeah, David Carr been a leader this year. Just a straight-up leader. And, I mean, we even came up with a question like this. Should the Giants be trained for David Carr at one point? We was like, no. But now I'm saying about it, yeah, we should have made that trade if that was one of the case. Because David Carr is really holding up. Like, really holding up. I mean, with the players he got, he holding up. That's what I'm seeing. But as far as everything else, do I want to see our offense take it to another? Yes. I've been standing on the defense. We won. They've been playing good. I don't know what to come about it, but I just look forward to them playing more good defense. That's all I can see or look at. You just hoping that if the Giants come in, are we able to, like we said, to put points on the board? But if we not, then call question is really relevant then, to be real with you. Because if our office can't do what we're supposed to be doing, then, Carl, your question is very fucking relevant because I don't know what the hell we should be talking about special team if your offense, I mean, we got the talent to be putting up points regardless minus all these players. Yeah. But my question is, where do the Giants go from here? Like, we got to ask ourselves that question. I mean, what are the Giants playing for? Within this game, what are we really playing for? I mean, it sounds crazy, but what are the Giants playing for?
That's a good. We could definitely ask that question, no doubt. But hold on, before we go to Lit, Billy Bob, here's my question for you. And I think this is legit for everybody. And they're down their top wide receiver. They're really their main deep threat, right, basically, in Ruggs. So what defensive things or schematically the Giants can do to offset that? Meaning, can they cheat up more in the box? Do you want to see them do that? Because they could probably go more of an intermediate game, meaning the Raiders. What are the Raiders going to do to make up for that Ruggs production? You can't just make it up for that without that deep threat, and he leaves in yards per catch, you know, all that stuff. So how do you want to attack this?
Listen, I'm being for real. I think the Raiders actually are coming into this game and really can dictate on what they really want to do, whatever they feel successful at. If they feel like, I think they really going to start with their running game. If that running game is successful, Giants are in for a long day. But our defense been playing good, so I guess they're going to air this out. But I really see that the Raiders have a choice. They can dictate it both ways because, let's be real, the Raiders are really balanced. We're not going to knock that because they got a good tight end. You can say they're missing that wide receiver. That wide receiver, yeah, but I still think they can get it done with the personnel they got because they really know their personnel. Let's be real, even though they're missing John Gruden, he still have his identity on that team. His fingerprints is still on that team. We're not going to walk away from that because he left his identity on that team. So it's going to be, like I say, that short intermediate round game, that West Coast offense. Let's put it like that. You're going to get more of that West Coast offense where they can dictate what they want to do to you. Depending on how the game
goes. Go to Okay, we can go to Lit and get his thoughts on Carl's question. Dave, to Billy Bob's question as far as where the Giants go from here, what do you look at this in this game, man? Do you think the Raiders being down their main guy really plays into the hands of the Giants? You think the Giants could build off this game kind of like how they came back and won the home game versus the Panthers? Or you don't think the Giants have a shot this week? How you look at this week, man?
Well, you know, Steve, before we get into the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty of it, I just want to give a plug out here. I've totally thrown out my Bose headset, and I'm going to be using the JBL Quantum One headphones. They're actually rated above the Bose headset. Just wanted to go that way. Okay, so I wanted to, you know, I want to answer David's question first.
Yep.
You know, is okay, so what the Raiders are going to do is they're going to run first, because it seems like when we play, it doesn't matter who we're playing now going forward, every running back gets into the second level of our defense. So they're going to throw the ball. They're going to run the ball down our gullet. That's going to be it. They're going to play run first. Then they're going to see how that's going to open up and then go through the passing. But it seems like every team is going to attack us with the run first. As far as Carl's question, that's actually a great question, because I'm actually going to bounce off what Carl was saying on Monday night. And his question was, what's up with our special teams? Now, I get where Billy Bob is coming from about, hey, you know, why are we bringing up special teams? Actually, Carl's got a very good question. Why are special teams is so bad? That is almost a continuation with lack of discipline. Penalties equal lack of discipline. So now we've identified we have issues on our offense. We have lack of discipline. We have issues with our defense with lack of discipline. And now what Carl just brought out, we have lack of discipline in our special teams. There is lack of discipline all the way around. As far as Billy Bob's question, this is really interesting. We are one game away from the bye week. That is going to be very telling if we are going to hear from the de facto general manager or the ownership group, because they normally speak to us at the bye week. So I'm going to be tuning in regardless of a win or a loss to see what the ownership, what the management, the people that are in charge are going to tell us fans. What the vision is for the Giants. As far as the game, I want to use one of C-Note's cliche lines. The Giants will probably do just enough to lose this game.
Is there a reason why they'll do just enough to lose this game? Meaning, what would happen in your eyes, Lit, that it could go wrong? What happened this week? You predicted.
A mental mistake. A play not being executed. Now, listen. I do want to bring to, you know, to the round table. This thing is, you know. Billy Bob is talking about Jason Garrett calling the right plays, opening up the playbook. But we have no weapons. We have nobody that's going to be playing except for, correct me if I'm wrong, Slayton, John Ross, and number 13 or number 15 or 19, that's all that they're playing, and Booker. But we really don't have a full complement of weapons. So is this going to be on Daniel Jones? Obviously, he's not very good under pressure, and if he starts making mental mistakes, how do we win that game? Or will he do just enough to lose that game?
That's a good question. I mean, that's kind of pretty much the question for the last couple of weeks. Thank you, Lit, on that. I'll take a stab
Steve,
at it.
Steve.
Yeah.
Can I ask one can I ask one thing for the panel, please?
Yeah.
We're after Sunday, we're at the halfway mark. It's our bye week. How does everybody feel about everything involving the Giants? How does people feel? How do you feel about the Giants as an organization and where they're going?
All right. Okay, I'll answer that. And
Answer
all the other questions, too. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Let's see. I will say this, as far as the Giants as an organization, they have a lot of holes. No news there. No news there. No news there right there. So, oh, man. There's been also that question about identity. That's Bakes' default theory. You know what I'm saying? As far as on this team, we got to build this thing from the inside out. And I think Carl had the great analogy a couple of weeks ago. This is a blockbuster organization, and a lot of the league is Netflix. This team has been, or franchise has been, snake bitten by draft equity mismanagement, reaching for draft picks, guys no longer here like DeAndre Baker, things like that. So you don't see the dividends being played here on this team. But that's the long and short of it for my question or my answer for Lit. Now, as far as the special teams, it's really about effort and being smart. You got secure punts like Pettis did, and ended up getting hurt in the KC game. When you play special teams, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys play sports or play football. Like, when you play special teams, you got to stay in your lane. It's really about effort and execution, like no different than the offensive and defensive side of the field. Like, it's really about everything has to go right from the punter, from the snap to the punt, to how the guys run down their lanes, how they tackle, it's really about field position. And the Giants kind of have been poor about that. You can never take that part of the game for granted. So, yeah, Carl, to the answer to your question, going forward and even beyond, it's got to improve for sure. But I will say this, though, on special teams in general. I know that's just more about the punt. The field goal kicker kind of has done his job. So there's areas within special teams that has been poor, like the punts, punt returns, things like that. But when it comes to, the field goal kicking, I think most of us would probably agree has been above average. So I'll say that on that. Now, as far as Billy Bob, where do we go from here? I mean, I just think they didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, so they're going to ride it out and play with some pride. I mean, that's the best that's the main thing you can do. Go out, bust your ass, execute plays, and I know it sounds cliches, but I mean that's just where we're here right now. So, offensively, I think they've kind of played a game, ball control kind of game. When it's on the line, Daniel Jones kind of failed on that last drive, taking the sack. Got to be smarter with the football. Penalties, mental mistakes have got to be cleaned up. And I don't think the head coach could, I think that was the funny thing about what Liz said when he first came on. Can't blame the headphones and mismanaging your timeouts this week if you got the home game. So we want to see the coach, especially in the second and fourth quarters, be really, really, really more careful with your timeouts. Save some time on the clock for, just in case this game is close. But matchup-wise, and I'm going to go back to Carl. Matchup-wise, you look at the lines for the Raiders. I think this is I think this is a game where Ojulari could get freed up because what Carl said as far as the interior trenches, John Simpson and Leonard Williams or Andre James, those guys are going to have their hands full with Leonard Williams. I think Ojulari can have a little bit of an impact, kind of like he did in that Panther game. I think you can see a little bit of that. Now, let's see if Derek Carr can have a little stinker, because he's had those, these little stinkers here and there throughout his career, but this season he's been good. Maybe he has one this week. I think the Giants, and Billy Bob McCown, I'm a little surprised, as much as you've been praising the Giants defense, I'm actually thinking they're going to have a good game this week. I really think so. I think they took what happened in Kansas City, they're going to wipe it off, and I think no deep threat. Now, who's going to replace him? I mean, who? Not Brian Edwards or Willie Snead IV? I don't think those guys are going to beat the Giants over the top. I don't think so. I think they don't have to play the two-deep safety look like they did against Kansas City. That threat is no longer there. You can have an extra man in the box. You can have maybe a double on Waller. I think the Giants can make this game interesting. Carl, we could go back to you. Anything else you'd like to add as far as offensively? We have the COVID situation within the house with Barkley and the running backs, injuries, possible Galladay in this game, Slayton. What are your thoughts as far as from the Giants side this week versus the Raiders?
You know, there has been this this sort of chatter, and it's been going on for a while now, about Jason Garrett. And the belief, I guess, among a portion of the fans and even some people in the media that he's, quote-unquote, calling the wrong play. And, you know, I've seen now three games in person of his now over the last 2 years. And, of course, we've watched them on television as well. Has anybody just come to the potential conclusion that the Giants' offense really just doesn't have the players? Like, has that question just been sort of like internally asked among the folks that believe that Garrett is simply not calling the correct plays? Like, I'm not trying to defend them or anything like that, but relative to everybody else in the league, like, the Giants' offense in terms of their talent level is not all that good, you know? And part of me believes that the coordinator, in combination with the coach, I make sure I underline that, because coach is also part of this equation as well. Perhaps they're calling games in a method that keeps the game just close enough, meaning that they don't want to open up the offense for fear of failure, meaning fear of turning the ball over, fear of fumbling the ball, fear of interceptions, fear of lack of success. And they figure that, you know what, the best way we can do offense is to play this sort of close to the vest, conservative style, whether we like it or not. Do I like it? Hell no, I don't like it. But perhaps the coach and the coordinator have concluded over a period of time now that the best way that they can be successful is to play to the way that they're playing, to their own detriment, obviously. And thus, some of the things that we are seeing is a byproduct of that. Has anybody, I guess I'll pose it to the panel, has anybody considered that potential idea?
All right, I have my answer, but let's go to Dave and get his answer and any additional thoughts from Dave. Dave, you'd like to answer that question from Carl? I already know where I stand on that.
Yeah, I see it different, man. To me, the Giants have the talent, you know. There's no excuse. They have the talent. I mean, you got Barkley, you got Shepard, you got Kadarius Toney. I mean, they have the talent, man. They just have to do it, man.
They don't play.
I know, that's what I'm saying, because they hurt, but I'm saying, but they have the talent. Are you talking about the other players that they have, the Pittmans and I mean,
Look,
the Pettis and those?
Put it this way. The guys that you mentioned, right? The Slaytons, I guess you can add him on this, the Barkleys, the Shepherds, the Ingrams. Those guys are basically never in the lineup for the most part. So they're basically, for the last 2 years, essentially, for lack of a better word, playing with scraps up. Like, it'd be one thing if those guys that we're saying, the big players that we expect to be on the team, have been there the last, like, 25 games. But they haven't been. And they haven't been there probably about half of that time either. So, like, when we're saying that the offense should be doing more, like, how much more should they really be doing?
Well, it starts with Daniel Jones, man. Daniel Jones is the answer, man. Daniel Jones needs to lead his team. Daniel Jones could be a good quarterback. He has all the tangibles, but what he hasn't shown so far is his leadership. Like, he has to be a leader. He has to be a vocal. I don't know if he does it or not, but I mean, if you're a leader, you show it on the field by watching it. As a fan, when you sit there and you watch a quarterback, you know that quarterback is a leader. You know what I'm saying? I'm not questioning Daniel Jones. I would never question Daniel Jones. He has talent. He has the talent around him, but he has to be that leader, man. Like, and he hasn't shown me he's a leader yet. And guess what? This is it for the rest of the year. He has to show that he can lead this team. It doesn't matter what weapons he has. That's all I got.
Any additional thoughts about the game before we go to Billy Bob with that question? Or
no, I mean, I think that the Raiders, I just asked that question. I think the Raiders going to run the ball, to see if the Giants can stop the run. Because you see what KC did last week. The Giants had a great game plan. The defense been playing ball and out, but they is a copycat league. So they saw what KC did to us. So the Raiders going to do the same thing. They're going to try to run and then establish the passing game. So it's very important for the Giants to stop the run, because we need the offense out there, because that the offense is hard for them to, accumulate points. So.
Okay. Billy Bob, you like to chime in on Carl's question about the offense any additional?
All right, Carl. Here we go, Carl. Listen, I think he's going to laugh at me because he already know how. Carl, don't do that, Carl, because for the last year, we've been watching Mr. Garrett been averaging 7 points. Like we've been on this thing about our offense averaging 7 points. Let me remind you, you already heard G6 said it, how Dallas Cowboys took away his play calling. And I even remind you how long we knew about Jason Garrett, how Jason Garrett had weapons like this in Dallas. Listen, and all I want to say to y'all, I can only talk about what the Giants have. I can only talk about what Gettleman. Talk about is what Gettleman put on that roster. That's all I can talk about. And what I see, we have some talent, hidden talent. I just think that we don't know how to use these personnel. And I keep telling you, to the point that our own players don't even know how to coincide with their own players. So look what we have. Like, you got to understand, you have Saquon, you have all these players this year. Let's not act like we didn't have these players at the beginning of the season and we were still struggling. But y'all were still putting it on the defense. But I'm like, no. We're not going to keep putting this on defense when at the beginning of the season when we was like, stacked up. And I'm like, bro, this team should be averaging more than what we're seeing. We were struggling against our teams with offense. And to this point, we're still struggling. Listen, we can move the ball up and down the field all we want to, but Jason Garrett just don't understand the personnel when it's time to get into this red zone. Like I said, we don't understand our situational down. And like if we keep digging down deep, you can dig further deep. Like I said, even when Jason Garrett may have a hot hand during the game, He will go away from the hot hand. It's a lot of things that I see that I could just be like, hold on, why are we not leaning on this person? How come this person not getting the ball? Or why is this route being ran? Or why are you even seeing two receivers like almost like running like in the same facility? I'm like, this is not like even then. I can even just sometimes say receivers are not even running precise routes. Like you can just look at the routes we run. It just don't even look like they're coming open. Like, they so predictable. You can say they were staring at Daniel Jones' eyes. Yeah, you can say that, but you can be like, yeah, this receiver's running a lame route. I don't see no threat in this route. This route don't even pose no threat. Like, I don't even see option routes. And if it is, it's like you looking at all this when you just watching this here, and you be like, and I know we're going to say, y'all, listen, we have a special team head coach. I'm just looking at this offensive coordinator. This is a well-seasoned, whatever you want to call it. This shouldn't be happening right now. Not right now. It's to the point that I'm even looking at Daniel Jones and even questioning Daniel Jones. Like, Daniel Jones, you should be winning games right now. Like you shouldn't even, like, your game should be up to par right now. And like you said, we can sit here and find plenty of ways where we're looking at Jason Garrett, like, how you not even using Daniel Jones' leg, like, 75% of the time? You use him, like, 25%. You'll see Daniel Jones do a good play with his leg, and then you'll just see, like, Jason Garrett call some play. You'll be like, what is this? Like, we'll pick up, like, 20 yards, and you'll see Jason Garrett throw a pass play behind the line, and you ask, like, what is this? Or what is that? You asking a lot of these questions, bro, so it's like, I don't, like, it just doesn't matter because how I see it, like, you still asking this problem, like, how Monday night we can't even get into a situation where we can even kick a field goal to tie. It started to feel bad when you hear everybody say if Kansas City were playing any else quarterback, they would have won. They would have won. Like, what are you trying to say about Daniel Jones? Let me know. That's what I'm trying to ask. I've been asking that question. Like, time for Daniel Jones to win again. If not, help me out because I'm trying to figure out. We got a Pro Bowl kicker. How you not get this man within? That's like Daniel Jones and Jason Garrett. Get your Pro Bowl kicker in line at least. Attempt the kick. We didn't even attempt. Yep. Attempt. And then, Carl, you asking about special teams? This is why you asking about special teams. Offense can't even get your Pro Bowl kicker to attempt a field goal, a tying kick. That's a problem. But you saying, what else do you want? Jason Garrett, figure it out. I mean, like, let's be real. I ain't trying to say Evan Engram is a good tight end, but damn, you could have, like, you got Evan Engram and Rudolph. You can't do nothing with that. These players that, I mean, come on, Rudolph?
He's bad.
And I understand about the blockbuster. We didn't make the move on it. Cause I said, if you take all them blockbuster guys you said that's on offense, you trade that for Deshaun Watson. But we can't even do that because you can't even do it because they injured. But listen, I only can talk about what we have on our roster. And when I say when we talk about on roster, this is why I keep emphasizing this shit. When I say know your personnel, I don't give a damn what it is because we can't say go get this person. We can't say oh we should get Odell Beckham back. I can't talk about that no more. I can only talk about what we have on our roster and say know your personnel because if you know your personnel. That's why I said at the beginning of the season, I said it's a crying shame how we get a rookie from out of Florida and we don't even know how to use him. I said you can put this man at running back. Literally, you can take this man and put him at running back, and you will get away with it. I say he's like a Percy Harvin, he's like a Reggie Bush. That's a crying shame. But we asking the wrong person to run our offense. It's a crying shame when you got a young man probably was looking at when he was at Dallas. Probably was like, hold on, Jason Garrett's not running this offense right. Look what this man doing at Dallas. As soon as they got this man out of Dallas, come on, we talking about an 8-8 person. This person we already know about. I know your personnel. If we all know about this person, our offensive coordinator, we still talking about this here, and I'm still talking about personnel. That's a personnel problem, bro. That's like literally a personnel problem, bro. Because we've been talking about offense. Every time I'm talking about offense. I can't keep talking about defense because defense has been holding up. Defense has been holding up. And that you see, listen, that's what's so crazy that they minded in a good receiver, and they probably still will get it done. Because I know our defense is going to hold up, but it's not going to hold up throughout the course of the game. Because like they said, they're going to have a running game. That defense is going to like, we got a defense that's going to hold up, but they're going to fall at the end. Because our offense ain't going to keep up.
So Billy Bob, I just want to make sure what I heard, I'm hearing you correctly. So you don't blame the head coach at all for having any culpability in how the offense is run. I'm just making sure I'm hearing this correctly.
No. The only way we got to put this on the head coach, if we're talking about these boneheaded timeouts, or you got to like head coach got to put his fingerprint on it, or you got to correct Daniel Jones when he's getting to the line and making these last minute adjustments, when you're getting close to these delayed games, or how your defense is in a red zone and you go on a timeout. These things that I got to understand, I just can't understand that. But that lies on the head coach, yeah. Those type of problems. But far as like your offense.
But the head coach is signing off on Garrett's game plan, though. The offensive coordinator is not overruling the coach on what is going to be run during the week. Like, he's not going rogue. The coach is signing off on this.
But listen, okay. Listen, when you talk like this, then this one you got to say it got to go to Daniel Jones then, because then Daniel Jones is at he's in the game and he has to call audible, because Jason Garrett going to say, listen, this is what the defense is going to show you, and if you see this audible out, I'm very sure when they get to the line, it's probably like three more plays he can audible into. and three more, and within these three plays, if these three plays are not successful, and that's what I'm saying. Then it's Daniel Jones. Because if I'm talking like we on third and four, and you throwing a ball to a wide receiver, and he's running a 1 yard out. Who fault that is? We can't. That's no longer in the head coach's hand. That's no longer in offensive coordinator's hand. Unless the offensive coordinator calling you bullshit ass plays.
All right. Let me get in on this so we can get to the picks. Let me answer your question, Carl, because I think this is a great loaded question, and I don't quite necessarily see this my answer on par with a lot of Giants fans, because when I look at if you're going to put the onus on the coaching, knowing the guys who are available, see, the Giants, I think, have a huge issue with availability. I don't think we've seen enough games, me per se, to see how Daniel Jones can really functionally operate when he has all his weapons intact, or at least most of them in the same lineup at the same time. The Giants have been in and out with their skilled players. Look at the guys this season, Tom Brady, Stafford, Mahomes, Kyler Murray, even Derek Carr this week, up until this point with Ruggs, Joe Burrow, Tannehill, he's throwing, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Justin Herbert. He's got Keenan Allen. A lot of these guys who are in the top in the passing this year right now have literally Pro Bowl elite wide receivers they're throwing to. See, Daniel Jones don't even got that most games. He just doesn't. So I just can't understand why fans across the fan base make it seem like he's thrown to, like, Jerry Rice, or he's throwing to, Calvin Johnson. Like, I don't see this on this roster. I really just don't. And, Shepard's been in and out of the lineup. Slayton has been in and out of the lineup. Galladay has been in and out of the lineup. Saquon Barkley has been in and out of the lineup. Like, Kyle Rudolph, he's at the tail end of his career. I'll give you credit to this, though, Billy Bob. I am with you on Kadarius Toney, I'm with you on the mismanagement of schematically using him in multiple ways. But that's just, to me, is just a small blip versus the availability of these Giant players. I just don't see how fans could look at this Giants offense and expect this high-powered offense without your top skill guys. I just don't see it. I really don't. But that's not to make excuses. It's just sometimes it's just, hey, they're just not skillful enough if you don't have the availability. Because, like, all the guys I mentioned who are playing well, tops in the passing yards this season, they got literally legit. Look at Kyler Murray throwing to DeAndre Hopkins every week. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady's throwing to Chris Godwin and Mike Evans every week. Justin Herbert's throwing to Keenan Allen every week and Mike Williams on the other side. Like, literally, week in and week out, they got legitimate Pro Bowl receivers these guys are throwing to, and Daniel Jones doesn't have that. But that's not to say that they can't get creative with, like, a Kadarius Toney. So, to be honest with you, Carl, I think they're playing conservative on purpose to make it close, and it's kind of like a roll of the dice. Let's see how it happens when we're at the end of games. But I think the head coach has got to be a lot better with the timeouts. And look at what happened last game. And we got to get to the picks. I know we're running out of time. Look what happened last game. When we did make passes and make plays, we did stupid shit like Elijah Penny with the penalty. Like, we were actually had momentum, and we shoot ourselves in the foot because we wanted to get cute with Taunton. Things like that, we got to clean up, despite the lack of talent. So when we make plays, we have to be disciplined. So I think that's a great question, Carl. But if I had to give, like, a real top of the line answer as far as looking at our availability, I just don't think we stack up with most of the teams Sunday to Sunday. I mean, I think the last time we played at home versus Carolina, I think that was like, okay, they had Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore and a slumping Sam Darnold. We can at least outscore them. But this week, without Ruggs, I think I want to see how the Raiders adjust. I really do. All right, let's get to the picks, man, because we're running out of time, man. I had a fun time on this one. All right, got games this week. Patriots at Carolina, or Patriots at Panthers. Browns at Bengals. Niners at Cardinals, and then, of course, the Raiders at the Giants. I'll say it one more time so we can get to the picks and we get the hell out of here. Patriots at Panthers. Browns at Bengals. Niners at Cardinals. And Raiders at Giants. And as far as the Survivor, Carl, congratulations. You are the 2021 Survivor winner. Give you a round of applause. I was eliminated last Sunday by the stinking Jets, man. But anyway, but Carl, we'll get some cash prizes for you, sir. Whether it's tailgate or whatever, man. We'll get together on that, man. Give you the earnings you deserve. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I got to say this. The leaderboard for the Survivor Pool, I mean, not the Survivor Pool, the confidence points, Carl has a very comfortable lead, 7-point lead over me. And then Chris is 1 point behind me. So Carl has 40. I have 33. Chris has 32. Lady Blue has 26. Worm has 25. Bakes has 21. Dave has 21. So Carl has a 7-point lead heading into the last week before the bye. So let's get to the picks, man. We gotta fly away, man. All right, Carl. You got the games? You good?
Yes. Yes, I do. Give me Patriots 4. Cardinals 3. Bengals 2 to bounce back. Boy, that Odell thing is weird going on down there. And give me the Giants with 1.
All right, gotcha, man. That's cool. Let's go to Dave, Big Blue Denver, man. Got you for the games this week.
All right, I got 4 on the Patriots, 3 on the Bengals, 2 on Arizona, and 1 Giants.
All right. Let's go to Billy Bob.
Hey, I might be off order, but I think I'm going to go 4 with the San Francisco. I need to make a big comeback. 3 with the Giants.
All right.
2, who said? 2 with the Patriots? Yeah, Patriots.
Patriots and Panthers.
Yeah, all right, 2 with the Patriots. And who was the last game? Who was the last game I'm missing?
Browns at the Bengals. Battle of Ohio.
Okay, give me 1 with the Bengals.
All right, cool. I got Cardinals with a 4, Patriots with a 3, Bengals with a 2, Giants with a 1. We'll get the picks from Lady Blue, Chris, and everybody else from the E-Table later on, man, as we wrap up this episode. We got 2 more minutes, man. Carl, congratulations. You've won. You got the title away from Lady Blue. You're the Survivor winner of 2021. Well, like I said, we'll take care of you, man. Final thoughts from you, sir. We got the post game on Sunday as well. Final thoughts from you, Carl, then Dave, and then Billy Bob, and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah, you know, saying goodbye. You know, I'll use a non-Giants thing this week. Well, kind of Giants related. You know, Odell apparently is going to be released by Cleveland, and you know that saga with him and him leaving the Giants and going to Cleveland and how that hasn't worked out and. Whatever drama is going on with him. You know, as it turns out, Giants made the right decision moving on from him, man, because I don't think it was going to work here the way it's played out. And it's just a sad thing, man. Like, he's a good dude. He seems like a good dude, but just way out there.
All right. At the C-Notes on Twitter, shout outs to Carl, man. Thank you very much. Your 2021 Survivor winner here on the platform on the Big Blue Roundtable. Dave, final thoughts, man.
And Matt, I think the Giants got a chance to win this game, but it's all going to be on coaching, man. The coaches really need to be focused on this game. But go Big Blue.
All right, go Big Blue. Shout outs to Dave, man. Thank you, man. Billy Bob.
All right, final thought. Hey, listen. How I really felt like when y'all really said that, y'all really don't trust Daniel Jones. That's what I said. If y'all really think they playing conservative, because at the beginning of the season, they gave this man some weapons. I ain't trying to say what you wanted, Steve, but that was enough to get this done this year for me. At least to be over 500. That's my final thought. They just don't trust him.
Okay, I got it. Here's my question for you, as we got like 40 seconds left. Here's my question. Who are these weapons that are in the game that Daniel Jones should, like, who, I listed the receivers on these other teams. Who are these guys that Daniel Jones got week in and week out that are available, not injured? And I hate to sound like I'm defending Daniel Jones, but I'm trying to be realistic. Who is he, guys? Who are these Giant players we're talking about, Billy Bob?
The one that gentlemen put on the roster, that's all we can talk about, Steve. I'm sorry.
I need a Giants player. I need names. All give right, me a player.
If you need a name. All right. Available too.
Who is playing that Daniel Jones should be relying on?
No.
Everett Ingram. Thank you. Everett Ingram. Sorry. Everett Ingram.
You can't be serious with that. What?
Hey, Steve, they got that. How about John Ross? Why he don't show up, right?
John Ross is a poor man's Marquise Goodwin. John Ross is a fake Alvin Harper.
No.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. John Ross? I can't believe you said Evan Ingram. Billy Bob, yo, Billy Bob, Dave, we're going to resume that. I want y'all to think about that. Say that again, sir.
You said who was not hurt. The only receiver you can think of is John Ross and Everett Ingram. Hey, they the only
guys. Let's talk about this. We need overtime.
They're not even in the same league as those wide receivers on Nate. They're not Keenan Allen. They're not Cooper Kupp. They're not DeAndre Hopkins. Are you serious? No, we got to go, man.
We need overtime for that. I swear to God. Steve, I swear to God, if they was on other teams, I promise you other teams would be using them to – like you, oh my goodness, we need overtime for real.
We'll talk about it after the game. Carl, you was about to say something before we wrap up, man?
Oh, no. We'll save it for an overtime or another time.
Evan Ingram, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.